Chester Charles Bennington was an American singer and songwriter best known as the frontman for the rock band Linkin Park. He was also the lead singer for Dead by Sunrise and fronted Stone Temple Pilots from 2013 to 2015. Bennington died of an apparent suicide by hanging at his home in Palos Verdes Estates, California. An employee discovered his body around 9 a.m. on July 20, 2017. Bennington first gained prominence as a vocalist following the release of Linkin Park's debut album Hybrid Theory in 2000, which became a commercial success. The album was certified diamond by the Recording Industry Association of America in 2005, making it the best-selling debut album of the decade, as well as one of the few albums to ever hit that many sales. Linkin Park's following studio albums, Meteora 2003, Minutes to Midnight 2007, and A Thousand Suns, Living Things and The Hunting Party continued the band's success. Bennington formed his own band, Dead by Sunrise, as a side project in 2005. The band's debut album, Out of Ashes, was released on October 13, 2009. He worked on new material with Stone Temple Pilots in 2013 to release the EP High Rise on October 8, 2013 via their own record label, Playpen. Bennington has been ranked in the top 100 heavy metal vocalists by Hit Parade, ranking number 46. Early acts in Grey Days, Bennington first began singing with a band called Sean Dundell and his friends. They released an eponymous three-track cassette in 1933. Later, Sean Dundell and Bennington moved on to form a new band, Grey Days, a post-grunge band from Phoenix, Arizona. The band recorded three albums, demo in 1993, Wake in 1994, and No Song Today in 1997. Bennington left Grey Days in 1998, but struggled to find another band. Bennington was frustrated and almost ready to quit his musical career altogether when Jeff Blue, the vice president of A&R at Zomba Music in Los Angeles, offered him an audition with the future members of Linkin Park. Bennington quit his day job at a digital service firm and took his family to California. Well, he had a successful audition with Linkin Park, who were then called Zero. He managed to record a song for his audition in a day, missing his own birthday celebration in the process. Bennington and Mike Shinoda, the band's other vocalist, made significant progress together but failed to find a record deal. After facing numerous rejections, Jeff Blue, now vice president at A&R at Warner Brothers, intervened again to help the band sign with Warner Brothers Records. On October 24, 2000, Linkin Park released their debut album, Hybrid Theory, through Warner Brothers Records. Bennington and Shinoda wrote the lyrics to Hybrid Theory based on some early material. Shinoda characterized the lyrics as interpretations of universal feelings, emotions, and experiences, and as everyday emotions you talk about and think about. Bennington later described this songwriting experience to Rolling Stone magazine in early 2002. It's easy to fall into that thing. Poor, poor me. Well, that's where songs like Crawling come from. I can't take myself, but that song is about taking responsibility for your actions. I don't say you at any point. It's about how I'm the reason that I feel this way. There's something inside me that pulls me down. Bennington primarily served as the Linkin Park's lead vocalist, but occasionally shared the role with Shinoda. AllMusic Guide described Bennington's vocals as higher pitched and emotional, in contrast to Shinoda's hip-hop style delivery. Both members also worked together to write lyrics for the band's songs.